The Oklahoma teacher walkout and educators' demands for more school funding is dominating the news. It's still unclear if lawmakers are willing to meet those demands and quell daily protests. One lingering question: if schools get more money, what happens to other state agencies and workers who say they need funding too? State Impact's Emily Wendler and Quentin Chandler teamed up for this joint report.
For the past 3 days, the Oklahoma State Capitol has been a madhouse. Teachers start packing the rotunda early in the morning, and by 9 o'clock, they're chanting and yelling so loud they can be heard in the tunnels underneath the Capitol building.
What do we want?
For the most part, it's controlled chaos, with teachers jamming the hallways, waiting to tell their lawmakers why schools need more money.
New textbooks, they've not been purchased for 10 years, only replacements for those that are falling apart.
This is Ashley Mackey of Deer Creek Public Schools. She and about 20 others filed into Representative Jason Murphy's office.
So we heavily rely on parent donations. That's for supplies, new curriculum.
The Guthrie Republican listened as the group told him about overcrowded classrooms, deteriorating buildings, and low wages. To fix these problems, Oklahoma's largest teachers union wants more money for schools and wants lawmakers to allow ball and dice games to increase revenue from casinos and end exemptions on capital gains taxes. Many lawmakers don't seem to support this. Murphy, for one, thinks consolidating some of Oklahoma's 500-plus school districts could free up more money for schools. Other lawmakers say they would approve new revenue measures, but they say schools shouldn't get all the money because other agencies are suffering from years of budget cuts. As Quentin Chandler reports, workers at one of those agencies, the Department of Corrections, say they're hurting just as much as public school teachers.
It's late afternoon. Most of the buses chartering teachers to and from the Capitol have gone for the day, and the place is quiet again. Corporal Paul Mullaney and Sergeant Jason Page are practically alone on the third floor of the Capitol's rotunda. Just hours ago, it was crammed with people. Both men guard inmates at Joseph Harp Correctional Center in Lexington. Mullaney says they came on their day off to tell legislators they deserve higher pay, too. They feel unappreciated.
You're talking about sending people into an environment that's dangerous, that's hazardous, and, you know, we are considered law enforcement.
Starting pay for a corrections officer is just under $13 per hour. The officers say low pay has worsened staffing shortages at prisons around the state. Mullaney says they desperately need a pay raise, but thinks the shouting at the Capitol is drowning their voices out. Page says that's because officers can't walk off the job like teachers can.
We took an oath when we graduated from the academy, and we have too much respect to walk out.
Corrections officials say the agency is severely understaffed. In March, they needed 728 new officers to fill open positions. More than half of new hires from early 2017 have quit. If officers went to the Capitol instead of work, it could make prisons more dangerous for guards who stayed behind.
I had about 25, 30 guys that wanted to come up here, but they couldn't make it up here. So there's only two of us to be the voice of the OC.
Like teachers, Mullaney and Page feel like they've been ignored for over a decade. Page says he can't quit. It took 5 years for him to get the corrections job, and now he has 12 years of service.
I love my job. I'm so damn passionate about my job. I'm invested. I can't just leave like these young officers can.
Mullaney has 14 years with the state. He recently got so fed up, he turned in his 2 weeks' notice.
I took it back, but that's how tired people are.
Governor Mary Fallon recently signed a bill giving public employees, including corrections officers, up to a $2,000 raise. Mullaney and Page knew about the bill but didn't know it had been signed into law. Both of them are skeptical, though.
Thing is, I won't believe it until I see it on paper.
The officers will be grateful when the raise hits their paychecks, but they say it's still not enough. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
And I'm Emily Wendler.